It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I thought about you the whole weekend long. Mm-hmm. Have you had a good one? Did you see the rocking chair I brought in today? I borrowed it from a lovely lady. She said I could show it to you. It's a children's rocker. Mm-hmm. Soon as I get my shoes on. How are you coming with your tying? Takes a while to make those bows, you know. That's the little one, but I have another big one here to show you first. This is called a stationary rocker. You see, this part stays still. It stays stationary while this part rocks. See? Stationary rocker. And then this one, let me get my shoes out of the way here so you can see it well. This one, the whole thing rocks. See? There's no stationary part down here. The whole thing rocks. I think I'll sit on the stationary rocker because it's my size. Rockers are good for rocking babies, aren't they? Oh, rocking all sorts of people, but rocking babies in a rocker. Did you ever have a baby come to your house to stay? When the baby comes, your mom is so busy with the baby, doing all sorts of things for it. You just wonder what you're going to do. And sometimes you think, maybe I'll just be like the baby myself and act like the baby. But then after a bit, you think, no. There are lots of things that I can do that the baby can't do. So I think maybe I'll just act my own age. And so you do. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy. It's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler. It can wet and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you and a special place for baby right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one in your family like you. Only one in the whole world like you. Right. I brought these to show you, too. These are little strips of wood, of bamboo. And these strips are used to make backs and seats of a chair like this, woven in and out and in and out. I know a grandfather by the name of Mr. Dennis, who lives down the street and around the corner, who does this kind of work on chairs. He repairs them and he makes new seats for them. I wondered if you'd like to come with me to visit him today. Would you? Why don't we go together? All right? Stay near me. We'll just ask him about his work and then we'll come back here afterwards. Okay? Come along. Hi, Mr. Dennis.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
How are you, sir? Good to see you. Working on a new chair?
Yeah, I was just about to start this one, actually. Of course, first I had to strip out the old seat, you know.
Yes.
Once I get rid of that, I'm ready to start. But in order to start, I have to determine which is the center hole here.
Uh-huh.
And which is the center hole and back. If I don't do that, you see, the strands won't run straight across the chair.
I see. So well, how do you do that?
Well, I count them up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So in order to get halfway, we have to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 holes on each side. Then that would bring us to our center hole.
Good. Oh, you got to know how to count first before you can cane,
yes,
don't you?
Yes. And then we'd do the same thing in the front here, and that would bring us to our center hole here.
See?
Well, now having determined that, I can start with a strand of cane. You see, we have these pegs to hold the cane with as we work along.
Uh-huh.
And it's important with the cane that you hold the glossy side up. You see, the other side is dull.
Oh, yeah.
And so we always keep this glossy side up.
Is that cane sort of like wood?
No, it's very similar to bamboo. It's a substance called rattan, which is found in the Philippine Islands and some other Asian areas. So we peg it at this point and begin. Now, what we're going to do is work from this center point over to one side.
See?
And once we've completed that, we'll go back to the other side. Peg it again at that point.
Then do you cut it off or keep going?
No, we just keep going until we exhaust this particular length of cane, and then we'll tie it into another. But we just go along with this process, moving this peg each time to hold it in place. These holes are a bit tricky to come up through because there's a rung right underneath. Some chairs are made that way, and they're a little more difficult to cane than some others.
Did you ever do this when you were a boy, Mr. Dennis?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, my father taught me to cane originally. He used to do a good deal of it. And my first experience, I think I was 6 or 7 years old. And there was a circus in New Bedford. And I wanted badly to go. And, of course, my mother had planned to take me anyway. But my father told me that if I would cane a chair under his instruction, that he would pay my fare and I could go to the circus. Well, of course, I was delighted. And I don't recall now how much of that chair I actually did, but he showed me at that time most of the basic steps. It was then, of course, many years after that I actually did any real caning, you know?
Yes.
But that was my introduction to caning. Yes, I think I was perhaps 6 or 7 years old at that time.
Oh, that's the best introduction you could have, to be able to do something fun like that with your dad.
Yes, yes, indeed. It was a very rewarding experience. And I'm glad now that he took the time to do that.
Now that you've finished all of the, what do you call these?
These are the vertical.
Vertical means up and down.
Right.
Okay.
And then we have to put in a set of horizontal ones. And they will go across in the opposite way in order to form right angles with these. And thus we'll create some squares.
Good.
On which to do our actual weaving later.
I see.
Right, we start that, and it's very similar. In fact, it's practically identical, excepting that it's going in the opposite direction. Again, we use the pegs to hold the material in place as we work along.
Uh-huh. Horizontal.
The horizontal strands, yes.
Vertical is up and down, and horizontal is over and back. When you're lying in bed, you're horizontal, right? When you're standing up, you're vertical.
Well, you can see now that we're beginning to establish a pattern of squares on which we're later going to weave the seat. Now,
this is a square.
Yes.
And this is a square. All kinds of little squares. Now, what will you do after all of this is squares?
Well, perhaps I can show you best by showing you a chair that's completed here, and which I did some time ago. And here, this is the process upon which I'm now working, you see.
Yes.
I've established the vertical, and I'm working on the horizontal.
Yeah.
Once we do that, we go over and repeat those two processes in an identical manner, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us a very strong framework, you see, of two strands in each case.
But it looks to me as if there's some going this way.
Yes. Well, those are the diagonals.
Diagonal.
The diagonals, yes. You see, they run at about 45 degrees as compared with the framework of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We start those in one corner, and we bring the strand down over one set and up over another.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep doing that until we go all the way across the chair.
That's really weaving then, like
yes,
this, isn't
that,
it?
That is a weaving process, yes, as compared with the framework process which we saw earlier.
Which was just on top of each
yes,
other.
Yes, there was no weaving involved there. This is weaving because you're entwining one strand with another. And when you get one set of diagonals woven, then you weave another set at 45 degrees to that.
Uh-huh.
That, you see, gives you a pattern which appears to be hexagonal, but actually it's octagonal.
Oh.
It has eight sides. A hexagon, of course, has only six sides.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at it carefully, you can see there are actually eight, although two of the sides are very short ones, you see.
Yeah.
But that gives us our pattern, and that's what makes, for most people, the beauty of a cane seat.
And it's very strong.
Very, very strong, and lasts many, many years.
Gee, that's wonderful craft. And to think that your dad was the first one to show you.
Well, I'm glad he did, because I enjoyed doing it.
Well, I'm sure you do. You want to continue on this one? I think this, because I'd like to come back another time and see it when it's finished.
Yes? All right, fine.
Thanks, Mr. Dennis. I'll get back to my place. I know you have lots to do.
Well, it's been nice to see you and talk with you, Mr. Rogers.
Good to be with you.
I hope you come by again.
You bet I will. Mr. Dennis. Isn't he a great man? You know what Mr. Dennis did one time? He went to an island, and he just checked all the flowers on the island. All the different kinds of plants, and he put them all down in a file. He loves growing things.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to make his reeds into beautiful chairs, too. Someday I'll just go back and see when he's finished with that chair that he started, and I'll bring it and show it to you, too. Do you remember the one that went across? Horizontal, just like the horizon. Where the sky meets the land, horizontal. And what about vertical, up and down? I think I will go horizontal for just a moment. See if I can on this swing. Now I'm horizontal. seat. Now, are you ready for me to go vertical? Are you? That means standing up. All right. From the horizontal to the vertical. Mm-hmm. Oh, just dawned on me. It must be time for the trolley. Let's go in and see. It is. Look, trolley. How in the world are you? Gee, I'm glad to see you. Things good in the neighborhood of make-believe? Good. Well, let's go right in then and see what's going on this week in make-believe. In we go.
Hey, Lady Evelyn, how are you?
Hey, Daniel Tiger. Ugga mugga mugga mugga.
What's that mean?
Oh, just made it up.
You like to play noses?
Yes.
You know what tigers call it when they do it?
What?
Snoot to snoot.
Snoot to snoot?
Mm-hmm. Do people call it nose to nose?
I guess, yes. That's what we have.
Oh, boy. That's a lot nicer than being scared about monsters, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Is that all over now?
Oh, yeah. We had a week of that last week.
It must have been terrible for you.
Well, I was with Digger Degorum when she actually found the red monster.
You were?
Yes, right at the tunnel.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, I had my pith helmet on.
Yeah.
And I was brave.
Oh, I know you were.
And I was scared.
You were.
X was there. And there was this thing right in the tunnel, and it was going on and off and on and off. And everybody thought, oh, it must be a monster.
And it wasn't a monster.
Well, no, it was, would you like to see it?
Yes, you have it here.
Oh, sure. Digger Degorum brought it to me because I wanted to show it to all my friends. Just a minute.
Yes, let me see. Oh.
See how it goes on and off?
Oh, yes, it does look scary.
Mm-hmm. See, it goes on and off and on.
And off.
And on.
And off.
And on.
And off.
And on.
Yes.
There it is.
Wow.
An on and off red light.
Well, so, I think it's very brave of you to have gone with Digger.
Well, she reached in with her patiche. And she just pulled it out by that handle there. And guess what she did when she got it out?
What?
She laughed.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not afraid of anything, is she?
Well, it seems not.
Well, I'm certainly glad she's around.
Oh, yes, yeah, so am I. She really helped.
Yeah. Well, where is she now?
I think the last time I saw her, she was over at the factory.
She is?
Yes. You see, Corny is making one of his rocking chairs for her because she had told him that she always wanted one that he made.
Oh, yes. He makes nice rocking chairs.
He sure does.
On, off. On, off.
Now, there's this model, and it's called the regular rocket.
Oh, that's lovely. I have one just like this. It's the one Mother used to use to rock us in when we were children.
Yes, well, rocking chairs are good for that. Now, wait a minute. I've got to show you the stationary rocker. Okay?
Yes, I'll wait.
I'll get it now. Down on my elevator. And up we come with the stationary rocker.
Let me see. Oh, that's a beauty. You know, in England, they call these platform lockers.
Oh, well, I guess it's like having a chair on a platform, isn't it?
Oh, I like that so much, Corny.
Do you?
You really do beautiful work.
Well, I like my work. Chairs, that's what I make. I make all sorts of chairs. It's sort of like making laps for people to sit in.
What a lovely sentiment. Laps for people to sit in.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Good.
I think you're right, you know. I think you're scientifically correct.
Well, good. Don't you sometimes feel when you sit down that you're not just sitting in a chair, but you're sitting in someone's lap?
Well, I don't know that I've thought of that too often. But you people around this neighborhood do make me think of lots of things.
Oh, I'm glad of that, because I'm somebody who likes to make things myself. I'm a man who manufactures, chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures.
Lovely, lovely, Corny, lovely. You're a clever singer, too.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that noise? That's the telecan.
What on earth is it? What shall I do?
Well, you'd better answer it. It's that phone over there. It may be the king.
Yes, Paulificate? Did you say Alaska? Wonderful. I've always wanted to go to Alaska. What's the assignment? Tunnels? Oh, glorious. Pull car, pull car. Yes, I'll be right over in 1 minute. Thank you. Cheerio. Corny,
yes.
They want me to leave for Alaska immediately.
Oh, do they think they've got a monster there, too?
No monsters, just some tunnels they want me to explore. So I'm afraid I must go off right away.
Well, what about your chair?
Oh, how wretched of me. Of course I mustn't forget my chair.
Well, I fixed it up for you while you were talking there. I hope you like it.
Oh, that's beautiful, with my initials.
That's right.
D.D. for Digger DeGorum.
That's right. D.D. Digger DeGorum. Oh. We'll have a good trip, Digger DeGorum.
Corny, you are so thoughtful. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thanks for your help. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Digger DeGorum, I hear you're going to Alaska.
Yes, how did you find out?
Well, first I was visiting Daniel at the clock, and then I went over to the castle, and Miss Polifica told me.
Yes, I'm afraid I have to leave right away. They want me in Alaska immediately.
Well, I understand that. Listen, I
did can't... Did you see what Corny made for me?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? With my initials, D.D. for Digger DeGorum.
Yes, that's lovely. I do want to give you this. This is from all the people in this neighborhood, in recognition of your fine and brave services as regarded that monster.
Oh, lovely. Listen. A lovely tartan. And this will be so warm when I go to Alaska.
Oh, I hope so. I'm going to get your bags now.
Thank you very much, dear.
Right.
Thank you.
Digger DeGorum, I presume?
Correct as always, sire.
You have rendered this country a great service. We understand that you are going to Alaska.
Yes, sire. I must go off to Alaska immediately.
I'm
sorry to be leaving you all, but I must go.
Yes, well, we have our regrets, too, but we also have our citations. Lady Abalone?
Yes, Uncle Friday,
yes,
coming.
Do you have the citation?
Yes, I do.
Will you kindly place it on Digger DeGorum, who has rendered us such a service. In recognition for your great service in discovering that there are no monsters, we should like to place on you this citation.
Oh, that is beautiful, King Friday.
From your honorable King Friday the 13th.
But you know, being here is treat enough for me. You have all been so kind and so sweet to me.
When we have another digging job to be done, it's you whom we shall call Digger DeGorum.
Thank you indeed, sire.
Exactly. You're what all countries need, a good digger. And now, in parting, I say, Wale Magistra.
Wale Rex. Wale Rex.
Wale, don't forget her suitcase.
Oh, no.
Gratias tibi, I go.
I brought the funny red monster with me to wave goodbye.
Oh, very good, Daniel.
Here's your suitcase.
Thank you,
Gordon.
And goodbye.
Farewell,
Wale.
Alaska.
Farewell.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good trip.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Farewell, Magistra. Wale.
Wale, Wale, Digger DeGorum. Wale, that means goodbye. Can you say it? Wale. So Digger DeGorum's off to Alaska. She really was a help to the neighborhood of make-believe, wasn't she? She and her digging. And Corny gave her a rocking chair. And what else? that the people give her in the neighborhood of make-believe. That nice warm blanket to put around her shoulders to keep her warm in Alaska. And King Friday, a great big medal for her to take to remember. Corny called his rocker a stationary rocker, but she said they're sometimes called platform rockers in England. And then they said it was something like sitting in a lap, sitting in a chair. Did you ever think that? Sure. Most of us have a special place to sit and a special place to be. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you and a special place for baby right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. So often I look at people and I think, how can everybody be so different? Even twins are different. Oh, they might look alike, but underneath, everybody feels differently. Yeah. Only one like you. I've got to get off to work. I've enjoyed our visit today. Have you? But we'll be together, you know when. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you, sure. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You sure make it a special day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.